Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Salty Seekers, where you can hang out with friends and talk about all areas of spirituality and the metaphysical, while knowing you don't have to be pure love and light to do it. Hi, and welcome back to the Salty Seekers. My name is Veronica, and this is Jay. And today we're going to be talking about the clairs. We're not going to be covering all of them because there's so many, but we are going to cover like the main four: claircognizance, clairsentience. We can cover the other ones in another episode if you like. So send us a message, leave us a comment, and let us know your thoughts. Hi, Jay.
Hi there. I came unprepared. I thought we were talking about hair products, Maybelline, and what was it, Clairol? And so I'm a little confused. As you can see, I don't personally use them, but sure.
I don't know. You got a haircut a couple weeks ago. It's still looking kind of fly.
Oh, just should I dye my hair and go back to dark?
Absolutely not. Okay.
Keep the pepper.
Keep the pepper. Says every woman across the globe, everywhere. Men, stop touching your hair. Leave the pepper. Leave the salt.
I don't hear keep the pepper. I hear apply the bag.
You hear drink a Dr. Pepper. That's what you're hearing. Yeah.
But yes, the clairs, a great topic.
Well, before we switch that topic, we at the Cleveland Clinic, we had this doctor. I won't name his name, but he was just adorable. He hardly spoke English. Everybody loved him. So sweet, so funny. And he was graying. And he walked out of the room one time and this little old lady goes, "What a silver fox," like that. So I went out and teased him. I'm like, "She called you a silver fox." And he's like,
is
that a bad thing? I was like, "No, it's a good thing. She's saying that she thinks you're handsome." And he's like, "Oh, phew. I had no idea what that meant." Anyways, women tend to love.
You don't have an understanding of like the metaphor there, and you were just thinking about a fox, literally. You know, I have chickens. And so when you think of foxes, that's a nuisance. They can
like
come
devious
get your stuff.
And a nuisance. Yeah. Yeah. I've decided that this is the year I stop coloring my hair. It's an experiment. I'm not saying I'm going to stick with it. I'm saying we're going to see. I always get to about 4 to 6 months and then go, and I go back, but haven't colored my hair since New Year's. So we're about 6 weeks in. So we're going to see.
Keep it until at least Halloween. That way it can really go good with like handing out candy.
Hey,
and then, you know, whatever you want to do.
Right. Well, I figure since I'm not currently dating, who cares? You know, I'm not impressing anybody. People that already know me already know me. I don't have to impress them. And so we're going to see. But anyways, no promises. So today we're talking about the clairs. And if you've watched for any length of time or if you've been listening to these podcasts, you already know that Jay primarily has some clairvoyance and clairaudience going on. And I have all of them, but I would say my primary ones are definitely clairsentience, then clairaudience, then clairvoyance, than claircognizance. What do you have to say about yours? Do you feel like you have them all just at small degrees? I think everybody does. They just might not be developed yet or be in touch with them.
It's some of that. And it's also, I can be wildly unaware of them at times. And they're happening and I just don't know if that's what it is.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the big key. I think that most people don't realize what they have as they just have no idea how to recognize it. And that they get so busy during just life that they don't pay attention because it can be subtle. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I do believe I have them all. It just maybe not as developed in some areas, and I'm definitely not focused on them. And so when it does happen, or it has happened my whole life, it's just something that has happened. And the light bulb hasn't gone off a lot of times. Like, oh, that's what that is. We've talked about it. I'm envious of how you feel and how your body feels stuff. But I can't say mine doesn't completely feel. I'll go into places and I'll get weird feelings. And it hasn't been until recently that I started putting that together. Like, oh, wait a minute. Is that what that is?
Right. Like clairsentience, since you're talking about that, let's start there. Clairsentience is going to feel different to every person. What feels like some one way to me might feel totally different to another person. Where I feel like a glowing energy, you might feel a buzz or a tingle. You know what I'm saying? With all of the clairs, you really have to clear your mind of expectations. That's so important. And you have to just start getting to know your body and how your body receives this information and experiences it, because it's going to be different with every single human body, every brain, every neurologic system is going to experience energy differently. So that's the important thing. Release expectations and just get to know yourself. Be patient. So clairsentience, clear feeling. A lot of people mistakenly pair this together with being an empath, and that's not accurate. Just know that most people with clairsentience will also be an empath, but not every empath will have clairsentience developed. Empath is the ability to tap into someone else's emotions, read the emotional energy of the room. And we won't go into that too deep here. We're going to have other episodes about that. Whereas clairsentience is when you physically feel disembodied energies in the room, meaning I'm not necessarily feeling an emotion, I'm feeling an entity that's there. I'm feeling a being. I'm feeling energy that's moving around the room. Alien, spirit guide, angel, Jesus. I mean, it's a being and you are feeling it in your body. And you don't think you get any of that?
It's not very tuned in. And I'll tell the story here. For me, I don't like going to antique shops, especially. Mm-hmm. And it's a, you know, we've had to have these conversations because, like she's talking about empath versus clairsentience. Yeah. I get them confused. And so I'll feel emotions or I'll feel weird. And so that's more the empath, where I started noticing the clairsentience and I went all techie because, you know, I'm a techie guy. I went online, I bought some of those meters the ghost hunters use. Mm-hmm. And so last time I was in one of the big antique shops locally, I was walking around. My body just started, like, I felt something was happening. And so what I did is I pulled out that meter and exactly where I was feeling that, the meter starts going off. So I'm like, oh, so I'm now quantifying. So I'm applying the scientific method because I have nothing else to go on. But so I do get those kind of feelings when I go in places. And up to that point, I just thought maybe I was feeling weird or I couldn't explain it. But now I'm like, ooh, light bulb's finally starting to go off. Not as developed. Maybe I'm finally starting to figure it out a little bit. It's definitely a journey.
You know, on topic, whenever I talk about this, I have guides and whatnot show up, I think, and purposely stand in my energy field. Can you feel me? Can you feel me? The type of, like, it is all over me right now. I don't know if you're somebody that can see energy out there. Like, if you're, are you able to see energy through the camera, through the screen? Can you see all the energy that's around me? Because I am certainly feeling it. It's almost hard to talk. But yeah, you talk all the time about how you get little taps and, you know, like a tap 3S or.
That started probably in the last year. It's following your guidance. It's like, all right, show me a yes and no. And one of the easiest ways, little tap right side, tap left side. And so I will get those or I'll get pokes. I've had my shirt tugged on.
Yeah.
And so this is, you know, in the beginning, if you'd go back 3, 4, 5 years, it freaked me out. Now I'm like, what do you want? What do you want?
Right.
Sometimes it'll be a lot of pokes. But that's, I guess that would be clairsentience because this is my body reacting to it.
Going back to what you were saying about the antique shops, I have trouble in antique shops and in museums, especially like if they have a big hall where they have armor, like knights in shining armor and swords and shields and all of that. Holy moly, is it hard to be in that room? It just
you get
feels
mad because
like,
they won't let you play with it too.
No, but I have to go out and like compose myself and catch my breath because it feels like overwhelming adrenaline and anger and grief and masculinity. It just feels like masculine energy, grief, anger, excitement and adrenaline.
Would that be more of the empath side or is that coming back into clairsentience at that point?
That would be the empath side.
Okay. That's what I experienced when I toured the Gettysburg battlefield. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got overwhelmed and it was like really a lot of despair, a lot of hopelessness. Like I just wanted to double over and cry.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I feel in those places. Now, in the antique shop, I've had some cool experience, though. I've talked about this a few times because it was just so cool to me. In Oberlin, Ohio, if you're not familiar, it's a very historic town, just a cool place. And they have some antique shops out there. I was walking through. It was a smaller room that's very crowded, and they have little walkways through all the stuff. And I had my purse over my shoulder, but I bent over to look at something, and my purse was kind of floppy. And I heard a Scottish man in my ear saying, "Mind your bag, lass." I was like, "Oh, right, sorry." And I like put it over my body so that it was held tighter. But definite clairaudient moment there, which was cool. And I heard an actual voice that wasn't mine, which was even cooler because that doesn't happen always for me. So clairsentience, I didn't even know that I had this gift until I read about it. And it was on somebody's blog. And they had said that one of the easiest ways to see if you have developed your clairsentience yet after meditating for a while is to ask your guides to show you a yes response. Like if I ask a question and they say yes, how does that show up? Well, immediately I got this energy that started like right around my heart, and it shoots up like a lightning bolt through my jaw. It just goes like zing, very bright, intense energy. It was repeatable. Every time I'd say, "Show me a yes response," I get, and when I say, "Show me a no," I get this very dull thud, kind of like a bass drum, but it starts like under my left breast and heads like a thump over towards my armpit. I was like, "Well, that's cool. What else can we do with this?" And so I just started playing with it. And that's the key. You have to start playing with it. What kind of shorthand can we make up? You know, what if someone is lying to me or can't be trusted? My solar plexus lights up. And I'm like, what if someone's telling me the truth or they are trustworthy? And my third eye starts glowing. So just different things like that. The other way that I like to use clairsentience is I call it tracking. My friend Kathy used to live in this house that was pretty haunted. It had a lot of energy going on in there, and it wasn't very nice. And she had called me over and asked me to cleanse her home or to find out if there's hot spots in her house. So I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? And so I just asked Archangel Michael if he would work with me on this and keep me safe. And I asked him to show me in my hand what it will feel like if it's in an area that needs attention. And my whole hand felt like it was glowing. And so I just walked around her home with my hand like this. And as soon as my hand would glow like that, I would know that I needed to pray over that area, send it good vibes, smudge, do all the things. And it was funny that every place that was attracted to and that my hand glowed were the same areas that her daughter who has gifts complained of it was, or it was an area where they experience a lot of things. And so anyways, it was kind of validating that I could use it that way. You can also start recognizing different entities that walk into your space. And the way that I did this, because, you know, I'm feeling stuff all the time, constantly. There's always someone or something in here around me. Most of the energies I recognize because they're my guides and they're here all the time. But I didn't know more than that. I didn't know how to discern who's who. So really, I just did a roll call one day, you know, with my pendulum. I called each guide to the front. What's your name? What are you working on with me? Let me feel your energy. That was really good because I was like, oh, I recognize that. Okay, I feel you. That's who you are. Okay. And I'd write down and I'd put a descriptor of their energy, like bright third eye energy or really powerful solar plexus energy or really warm, gentle heart energy, things like that. And that way, when I would feel that energy again, I could reference it on my list and go, oh, that's that person. That's that guide. And it made it a little bit easier for me. So next we have, you want to do clairvoyance?
Sure. Clairvoyance.
Yeah, you have a little bit more of this than I do.
Doesn't mean I know more than you.
How do you experience clairvoyance?
Flash imagery. A lot of times I get, and we've talked about this, it comes in different places in your mind. I'll get it. And sometimes it's just quick Polaroids. Sometimes it's like movies kick off and I'm watching something go. One of the most common ones I've recently is I see a book and I see the pages turning and I can't focus on it. If I try, it breaks, but I can see that going, or I can see people doing stuff, or like I'll be in meditation or I could be sitting here talking to you and all of a sudden I'll catch an image of like a door opening, a person coming in and I make eye contact with them briefly and the image goes off. So I catch, especially when I'm not really paying attention, it's like we talked about, if you can quiet your mind and you're not really focused on anything, I start getting that kind of stuff. I'll start catching images or just seeing things or people's faces. And a lot of times for me, there's not a great deal of context as random as it pops up. Sometimes there is. I'll try in meditation, like, all right, guys, show me an image. And I try to, you know, report it back and try to get a right tap, left tap, and trying to catch it. Because a lot of times I'll ask for these images or these movies and I can be oblivious to them starting. It'll be 2 seconds into it then I realize it's actually happening. Because, you know, stuff is always going on in there. And it finally, holy crap, they actually turned it on. And I just, it was either so normal or, you know, it was just like a background thing that's always running. And I finally focused on like, oh, that's moving. There's people moving. What's happening? Yeah. And so a lot of times that's how I experience it and I interact with it.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Makes you wonder how many you've missed.
Oh, they're probably going all the time.
Yeah.
And when we get to clairaudience, I'll talk about that. We talked about it the other day, but it's similar. If I can basically shut my mind down, that's when it starts becoming obvious that it's been back there running.
Right. Yeah. You know, the thing about all of these gifts is that they can be very subtle. If you have these gifts developed, you've probably been experiencing them and just don't even realize it. And so, like you said, they're just going and you don't realize that's what it is. The other thing is that a lot of people expect these gifts to all be happening externally. I'm going to see a full-bodied apparition standing in my living room, you know, or I'm going to see a ghost, or I'm going to hear a voice out here. Most of the time, it's just things playing in your mind, little visions that'll come to you, little snapshots, little movies, a voice in your mind. Some often sounds like yourself. It's just a matter of recognizing it. I do get small little sparkles and flashes of light once in a while. Mostly it's internal. And
I've seen lights in my mind. I can hear in color sometimes.
Oh, me too. And often when I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm in that hypnagogic half in, half out state, I'm really open, I'll be able to see more there. And I get a lot of that.
That's what I experience when I see the book moving, because it's not just seeing the book moving. There's a narrator I've encountered a few times and she's just reading and going along with it. Yeah. And so I wonder, you know, this is just theorizing. Maybe that's the downloads and that's how I'm interpreting what I'm encountering.
How interesting.
I'll tell more on that story in the clairaudience because
unless you have more to add about your clairvoyance.
I was going to add a little bit more about the external stuff I encounter.
Okay.
I do get the sparkles, but I see orbs moving around the house anywhere from, you know, BB size all the way up to like golf ball size. And they, you know, some of them can be very illuminated and some can have tails. They're moving so fast. Hmm. I've also seen, you know,
like a comet,
the white. Yes, definitely. It was like a comet, like just shot right past. I've seen it twice. One was a white one and one was a gold one. And then I've seen mists moving around the house, kind of like swirling mists, shadows. Now, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if shadows, if that falls into your clairvoyance or is that some other paranormal fun? I try not to, you know, Veronica in the last segment talks about, as soon as she starts discussing it, it all comes around. And I've learned not to talk about some of this because as soon as I start talking about it, I'll hear her over there going, "You do not have permission to be around me. Go away." Because, you know, I've woke up and I've seen, you know, the dark eyed children and one of them stand there looking at me or
I had a dream
things that I refer to as mimics or, but, you know, I try not to discuss that with her because I don't want to have her over there going, "You don't have permission to be near me."
They show up quick. They do. They show up quick. And I'm not one to entertain that. Like I have strict boundaries. Like, do I believe you're going to hurt me? No, but will you be a nuisance? And like, I don't want you here and I don't like the way you feel. I'm sorry. Like, go in peace, but you got to go. I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here. You don't have permission to be here.
I see some of the stuff. I don't see like the Hollywood mediums you see on TV. I'm not discrediting them or saying they don't. I don't have that experience of seeing full body.
Yeah, I don't either. At least
not that I'm aware of.
And I don't think most people do. And I think that that's why they mistakenly think that they might not have access to their clairvoyance, because they expect that you're going to see this. Some people do, but I think that's more rare, in my opinion. I think most of it is going to be what visions are coming to your mind. It's going to be internal. Spirit speaks in your own voice. And I usually apply that to clairaudience, but it can apply here too. Like, it speaks in your own voice in the sense that it shows up like images in your mind or thoughts or memories.
I get emojis because of that. I've told Veronica this story. I was in my chicken pen and my birds are getting old. I'm running a retirement community. And so I was in there thinking, and I said, once they all pass, I'm done. And no more than I finished that thought, then I see a frowny face. It was purple too. A purple frowny face in my mind. I'm like, really? I don't know. Is it the chicken's telepathy or my guy's going, aw, we like this?
Yeah, Spomi likes to give me emojis. And that's one of the ways I used to practice my clairvoyance. I talk about different ways we practice. And that was one of the ways I would be like, what emoji would you put if I were saying this? What would emoji would you use for that? What's your favorite emoji? And I'd get the one with the little black sunglasses on, like cool guy. Anyways, it's just fun ways to practice.
One last night, I was thinking about the new job and one of the other departments and how I'm having to learn this person. Uh-huh. And then I was like, okay, so essentially it's going to come down to, I'm going to have to earn their respect and they're going to have to earn my respect. And no more than I thought that, the word unfortunately, like a big flash popped in my mind's eye. Like, unfortunately.
Yeah. So let's talk about a few of the ways that I practice clairvoyance. I've talked about this many times on my channel. If you've watched my channel on YouTube for a long time, you probably know some of these things. I'll try to link to some of these videos in the show notes or the description box below in case you're curious. But one of the things that I always like to do is I just like to play games with my guides, and I just come up with anything I can think of. And one of the things is that I just ask them to show me a series of pictures until I get what we're doing or where we are. And it's usually 3 to 5 pictures. I get them pretty quick, and it was validating for me because I was actually getting them. I was actually seeing this stuff and getting it. And I was like, oh my God, so I really can do this. And it was very validating. For example, I might get a picture of a lighthouse and a seashell and maybe a surfboard. And I'm like, oh, we're at the coast or we're at the beach. And then I'd see the Eiffel Tower and I would see fields of lavender plants. And I'm like, oh, we're in France. You know, I might see what used to be the Cleveland Indians. Now we're the Guardians, but like, it's hard for me to switch that. So I might accidentally call them the wrong thing. But I would see like a hot dog and a baseball and a picture of Chief Wahoo and a sea. And I'm like, we're at the Indians game. And I would feel a zing. Yes. And I would just play like that. And he would just give me like picture, picture. And he would go quick, like image, 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 image. And I would have to like keep up. And at first, I would always second guess myself. It would take me a minute to catch on that he's showing me the pictures. Oh, it's happening. And then once I tuned into it, I could start catching on to them. And it would just, I would get this vague image in my mind. And it wasn't like blaring 4K. They could be fuzzy or they could be like a faint memory in the back of my mind, but like they were coming. And so I just started paying attention.
And the trick is to notice them, because sometimes they're there, but it's so faint that you almost miss it.
Yeah, they are subtle. They can be very subtle. Some of that is just how you're made. Some of it is how developed your gift is. Some of it is where your vibes are at that day. Yeah, it could be a number of things, but typically they're not these big, glaring, bright firework pictures.
Sometimes it can be, and it can be quite startling. I went to bed one night and I just closed my eyes, and no more than I closed my eyes, there was a woman's face. Bam! I came out of the bed pretty quick.
I bet.
What can happen?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So clairaudience, clear hearing. This goes along with what I was saying before about how spirit speaks in your own voice. It's not an external voice. I've had that happen only 3 or 4 times in my life. Most of it is not only in my head, it's all in my head. Not only is it in my mind it's usually in my own voice, but I didn't put it there. And I'm not trying to call forth that information. And that's one of the big keys that Spirit taught me, is to pay attention to how the information arrives. Were you in math class, you're doing a math problem and you're adding like 2 plus 2. And in your mind, you're like, okay, 2 plus 2 equals 4. You were looking for that information. You were digging it out. But if you're just walking around the grocery store and you get a thought of, make sure you go over there and get some shampoo, and you're like, oh, I didn't even put that on my list. You weren't looking for that information. It floated in. It was given to you. That was Spirit trying to help you out. What's your experience, Jay?
A lot. When you start talking like that, there's a lot of examples. And that's one of them. I get a lot of answers in my own voice in real time. One of the, and I don't know if you want to call this channeling or not channeling, but I'll sit there and think, man, I shouldn't do that. And then almost instantly, maybe you should. Or as sometimes it's a snappy joke. It'd be really quick. I'll say something in my mind and then I'll bust out laughing because I'll get something snarky immediately.
All the time.
And so it's rapid and it's always my own voice. Another variant is kind of like what she's saying. It just kind of pops in. You weren't thinking about it. I get a lot of answers that way. Mm-hmm. Or we'll be talking and I'm just listening. It almost feels like it bubbles up, a response bubbles up. And I'm like, where did that come from? And so those are three of the my voice variants.
Yeah.
That I definitely experience. Then I have the ones that are definitely not my voice, and I've had to get used to that. And they come in different voices.
Yeah. I've had a few of those. If they're internal, they're usually in my voice, but not always. Like that Scottish guy at the antique store. That was a very distinct Scottish gentleman. It was not me, but it also wasn't external. It's just something I heard in my mind, which was very cool.
So the clairvoyance, I was seeing the book and it was being narrated. So this one particular time I became aware, more aware than normal. And I could see the pages going and I could hear the woman's voice reading it. And I could see the pages and they're moving and reading. And so this time with the higher level of awareness, I said, hello. And immediately she stopped narrating. I thought it was like when you try to focus on the book, it disappears.
Yeah.
It didn't. It delayed by a second or two. And then she said, he's not supposed to notice this until Northern California. And then it was stopped. And then my body was like taps. And the only way I can describe it is like, you know, when your kid does something good, you're like tickling, like you're doing you're good.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. My guides were like, you jumped ahead. You weren't supposed to notice that.
Nice. Until Northern California. Where are you going?
I have no idea. the only other time I've experienced something similar, and this wasn't taps on my body, it was taps in my room. I had this sports jacket that I gained way too much weight. I'd actually put it on one day and shot a button off when I bent over. So I had dropped a bunch of weight and I was trying the sports jacket on in my room and it was like a horse blanket. It was so big. And I put it on and I stretched it out and I smiled. And then it was like 5 to 10 hands were knocking all over the room. It's like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, I started laughing. It's like, everybody's appreciative of this. But
yeah,
it was awesome. The combination of the clairaudience and the clairvoyance in that one. And so that happens sometimes.
You know what? Sometimes when people are like, how did that information arrive? It's hard to name it because it tends to come in through several different routes. Like I might hear it and feel it and get a knowing or some kind of information about it. I might see something in my mind. Like it's sometimes multiple gifts at the same time. Yeah. Going back to what you were saying about channeling, like is this channeling? Unless you're trance channeling and going totally into a trance and out of the way and they take over your body, then yes, that can be channeling because all you're doing as a channel is receiving the information and then relaying it. Like you hear and then you pass it on.
Internally, I can get other voices, men, women. Obviously, the woman I was talking about, she's pretty common. I've heard other men's voices. Externally, I've heard men's voices. I heard children's voices in the house. In the beginning, that creeped me out. I'm over here smudging everything because I'm not supposed to be hearing voices. There's no one else here right now. But, you know, I've gotten to a point where it's fairly common and it doesn't spook me in that sense. There's one particular night that it did get me. And this is maybe a combination of the clairaudience and maybe clairsentience. Middle of the night, I woke up because high pressure came in the room, loud ringing off one of my ears. And I'm like, what is that? And no more. And I thought that then I hear a long drawn out external voice saying my name. And it was like, Jay. And I was like, cool. I rolled over and went back to sleep. in hindsight, maybe I should have like, what do you want? But instead I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, exactly. No. Mm-mm.
Some people leave, but I'm just like, I'm going back to bed.
This just occurred to me as you were talking. I heard a woman's voice last night. I was half asleep, so I didn't remember it.
Sometimes it doesn't register.
I'm trying to remember what she said. It was only two words. I know the first word was gravity. It was something like gravity maintains. Gravity, basically like gravity does what gravity does, and it's never going to do anything different, and you can count on it to be there. You can't change it type of thing. That was the clear cognizance I got with it, or the feeling I got with it. But it was a woman's voice, and she just said, gravity maintains. And I remember thinking, huh, okay.
Another night I got woke up. It was just the title of a book. When I didn't know that at the time, it said The Haunted Text. And I'm like looking around because this was external. And I was like, is that a book? Yes. And so I grab my phone. I find it and I read it. And it was very pertinent to where I was. It was a book about people and the labels and trying to quantify and qualify things that you can't and wasting time in doing so. And so it was very handy to me. It helped. I guess they were tired of me focusing on certain things. So I learned to let some of those go. But I started letting go of not just spiritual labels, but other labels. I'm like, what sports teams do you really follow? I'm like, don't care anymore.
Yeah. It's funny how as you mature on your spiritual path, you tend to detach from a lot of the 3D that was so important to you before. And it's not like none of it's important or that you can't enjoy it. It just doesn't hold the same weight as it used to.
I mean, I still enjoy a game, but yeah. I'm not going to sit there and let the outcome of a game or a season ruin my day, month, week, whatever. It's like, oh, well, yeah. Moving on.
And you know, as you move on also, the same thing happens with spiritual matters. You know, like I used to not be able to go an hour without using my pendulum. Like I was constantly talking to Spomi. I mean, I can talk to him through other ways now, but even that, sorry, Spomi, I don't mean to avoid you or neglect you. Do you feel neglected?
Yes.
He said, yes. Do you really feel neglected? No, of course not. Like I just almost never, like a subscriber or someone I'm giving a coaching session to, or I'm demonstrating something, I like never use a pendulum anymore. I can use my other gifts now, but even those, I won't say I never talk to my guides. Of course I do, but not like I used to grade it.
Phase is over.
Yeah, it's integrated into me as just a normal part of my daily life. And it's not a novelty anymore. It's just my way of being. And they are just a part of my consciousness. And I know they're there if I need to talk to them. And I now know how to recognize if they're talking to me. What are they saying? What are you getting? Why are you laughing?
I'm getting the yes taps, the agreements.
Yeah. So before we move on, I wanted to mention one other thing that they're reminding me of is that they are the DJs in your head. Typically, if you hear music playing in your head, you have a song stuck in your head, they usually put it there. Sometimes that can be really annoying. Sometimes if we are going to have an argument, it's always a one-sided argument. It's me complaining to them as I'm like, at first I'm like, okay, I'm kind of sick of the song. You know, I hate the song. Can you like change it? And like 20 minutes later, I'm like, seriously, do you think you could change the song? Thanks. Play me something that you know I like. And it might change for a second and then it'll pop right back. And I'm like, okay, you guys are getting on my nerves now. They often use these songs to help you in whatever situation you're in, such as if you have a hard time waking up in the morning, you might have a really upbeat pop song playing in your head, something that like gets you going or something that makes you want to shake your booty. If you are trying to sleep, sometimes they will play calmer music. They'll also communicate. I like to tell the story of when I was going to the parking garage. I couldn't remember where I parked. I asked them for help to find my car, and I heard Beyonce singing to the left, and I walked down there, and there was my car. But pay attention to the songs that you're hearing in your head, because a lot of times they can use those to communicate messages to you.
It'll be very specific to you. I told you that the other week. Mm-hmm. I got up and they started playing the Inspector Gadget theme song, you know, Go Gadget Go.
Yeah.
But they've helped me. One time when I was transitioning between jobs, I had received a really good offer from one place and the old place countered. And so now here I am stuck in the middle with the same offer in both places trying to decide. And I'm sitting in that office dangling my head, not sure. And sure enough, into my mind just starts playing the theme song from Frozen 2, Into the Unknown.
Yeah. Time to go.
Where did that come from? Yeah. But they were like, yep, time to go into the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So pay attention to the songs that might play in your head. So if you think that you're not clairaudient and you're hearing the songs and you're getting messages, like spirit communicates to you that way. Okay. So we've covered clairsentience, clairvoyance, clairaudience. What's left? Claircognizance.
The knowing.
Yeah. Claircognizance, clear knowing. Do you feel like you have a lot of this going on?
I do. And I ignore the living piss out of it until it happens. And I'm like, I shouldn't ignore that. The last one I remember, I was sitting at my desk, my new desk, and it hit me like my boss is about to come out of his office and asked me to go with him. And I just sat there. And sure enough, about 2 minutes later, he comes out of his office. Hey, Jonathan, you got a moment? Let's go upstairs. I'm like, well, this kind of thing happens all the time. But I ignore it. I'll look at somebody and I'm like, they're about to say they want Popeye's chicken. They'll be like, are you hungry? I could go for Popeye's. I'm like,
Popeye sounds good.
Them biscuits, but you got to have something to drink or they'll kill you.
Oh my God. I like the red beans and rice. When I was pregnant with Courtney and we lived in Louisiana, there was a Popeye's just down the street. Oh,
it takes so long though. Jeez, you get in the drive through and you're there for an hour.
I know. Worth it. So good.
Oh, another good one. This is my sad claircognizance. You know, I went to work with that new suit of mine, and for the week after I'd wore it, my mind kept telling me, you need to get that cleaned up for your grandmother's funeral. She hadn't died, but it kept playing. It kept playing. Sure enough, she died Saturday or Sunday. And so I was like, wow. Yeah. So I get it a lot. I get a lot of those pings, mm-hmm. but I'm terrible about ignoring it. It's kind of like you have to build the trust on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you? What do you got?
Same. Like, I'm bad at ignoring them. Sometimes they're just so obvious and it's more like a quick download of information. Other times it's like you're saying, you don't realize until you're looking back in hindsight that you're like, oh, you know, I kind of knew that. There have been times where, like I talked about earlier, how they can show up in more than one gift at a time. I had this, a boss, her name was Maggie. Love her. But anyways, she was very professional, put together lady. And she came to the desk one day and was talking to us, and I felt like I was going to burst into tears. I just felt like I wanted to sob, and I was so sad. And I remember asking, what's wrong with her? Is she sad? And I got a picture. I just got this knowing that it was something to do with her dogs. And so afterwards, I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, my dog, the love of my life, she's sick. She's at the vet. I don't know if she's going to make it. I'm so upset. And you know, and I was like, I knew it. I was given the information. I knew it. Sometimes you just know things. You just know that you know that you know. And it goes along with intuition. It goes along with, I mean, it can be intuition. I think intuition is a separate thing, but I think they play a close part. Like you can have a hunch about something and then you can get information downloaded where it's just like,
I'd have to have a whole master class on being able to distinguish between the two.
Let me think of an example. Yeah, I don't want to go into that rabbit hole, Spomy. It'll get me too emotional. But you're just like, I wonder why I haven't heard from this person or that person. And your gut's telling you something's off, but then you just know that like, oh, I feel like she and her husband aren't getting along or something. You have no proof of that. You have no reason to think that. It's just a hunch you had. It's just, you know, what you think is going on. And when people are like, why would you think that? You have no reason to think that. They always get along. And you're like, I don't know. Just a guess I had. But then you find out that it's true. You know, it's your intuition was telling you something was off. But then you just, I call it getting a knowing. I got a knowing of what was happening. Oh, good. Thank you, Spomy. Good example. When I got really, really sick last summer, I was outside trying to get my pool set up and I couldn't get the pump to hold a prime. It kept like leaking or losing prime. And I had called my cousins over to come look at it because they have pools too. So my cousin Dewey showed up and he's back there working on it. And I told my cousin Michelle, I'm like, I've got to go sit down. And I felt really bad because it was a super hot day and they're there fixing my pool. And I'm just like, I'm going to go lounge under the pergola. See you when you're done. But that's how I felt. I felt so guilty leaving them there in the heat to work on this thing. But like, I did not feel something was wrong. And after they left, I went outside 2 minutes, literally just walked out there to finish doing something or to pick something up. And in that 2 minutes, like every alarm bell was going off in my body. I was not well. And it's funny how your subconscious and your body knows when it is in trouble, more than just like, I don't really feel good. More like alarm bells. I'm going to die. Like something's wrong. And I remember standing in the backyard and it was hot, not hot enough to kill me. But I just remember thinking, am I having a heat stroke? Something is wrong. I just knew. I had a knowing that came and was like, get in the cold shower. And I just started stripping off my clothes through the backyard as I'm heading to the door and like went straight into the shower. And I'm standing in the cold water and I'm praying that I would have help and that they wouldn't let me die and tell me what to do. And I just had this knowing, adrenal crisis. It just came to me. I didn't have the typical symptoms that present as adrenal crisis. But I had a knowing and I knew and I knew and I knew that that's what it was because I just knew. And so I had somebody drive me to the emergency room and I walked in and I said, I am in adrenal crisis and I need help right now. And I could hardly get in there. I could hardly talk. I was like fuzzy thinking. And when they got me into triage, they said, what makes you think that this is adrenal crisis? And I'm like, it just is. Please, I need steroids like right now, please. And they're like, we just don't. You don't have the typical presentation. And I'm just thinking, I know that that's what it is. I can't describe to you how I know. What am I going to say? Spirit told me? I mean, they're going to think I'm crazy. They kept me in that hospital almost 24 hours, doing everything but giving me steroids. And I, because it takes a long time for the labs to come back. I mean, they did CAT scans. They did all kinds of things, but they wouldn't give me steroids. And I ended up signing out AMA and going home. And look, I'm on prednisone all the time because of my lupus. I gathered up all the prednisone I had in my house, every strength, and I just dumped it all out on the table and started sorting it into piles of like daily doses. And I just started dumping prednisone into my body because I knew that's what I needed. And a couple of hours.
Did you get some Popeyes with that? No, prednisone.
A few hours later, the nurse practitioner from the emergency room calls and says, your labs just came back and your cortisol is 2, which is like bottom of the barrel. She's like, you're in trouble. You probably need to come back. And I said, well, I just dosed myself with a ton of prednisone. And if I do come back, I'm not coming to your hospital because you guys dropped the ball and I could have died. So we agreed on how much prednisone I would take. And she got me set up with an endocrinologist the next day. And when he looked at my labs, and he heard what happened and he just said, I don't know how you knew to do that, but I'm glad that you went home and took prednisone, that you had it and then you knew to take it because you probably saved your own life. So that was a long story to give an example, but that is a perfect example of how, like, I can't tell you how I knew. I just knew. It just came to me. Adrenal crisis. Get to the hospital. And I went and I knew what. I also knew that I needed to get out of there and go take prednisone because they weren't giving me what I needed and I was going to die. So anyways.
Asking for a friend. So how do you use this particular skill set to get tonight's Powerball numbers?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, if I knew that, we'd both be hooked up, wouldn't we? If
you ever or get Mega Millions. I mean,
if you ever get a call and I'm like, I'm going to be in your town in about 9 hours, you got to agree to meet me. That means I probably have a surprise for you. And I don't want to say it over the air. I don't want to put it in a text. I don't want proof. Move in silence. Yeah. So anyways, do you have any examples of claircognizance or any time you've ever gotten a knowing like that? Oh, besides your suit, you did talk about that, but do you have any other?
I mean, there's been others. And for me, it's always not trusting it. It's like another terrible story. And I felt really bad about this one. This is probably 2 or 3 summers ago. I was here. I think Dad was here and we were all hanging out and Mom just kept jumping in my mind. Mom kept jumping in my mind. And I just couldn't, it just kept hitting me. Her mother, your mother. So what I didn't know, what had happened was she has bad vertigo and she knows she should stay away from ladders. She doesn't listen. She had climbed up on a ladder and was doing something and fell backwards into a metal poling and it impaled her. And she had pulled herself off of this bar and then got herself to the hospital. But, you know, in hindsight, it's one of those that, yeah, something was telling me, check your mother, check your mother. Of course, you know, she was all right. She had, you know, good amount of stitches.
She just got impaled. Is that all?
I mean, it didn't go all the way through. It stopped, you know, before the ribs. But it's one of those, you know, I was trying to cheer her up, make light and say, hey, look, Mom, at least you're fluffy enough to stop the impalement. She's like, shut up, boy. The nurses thought it was funny.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Never ignore that intuition. I mean, that's how I found out people are cheating on me. You know, I mean, you just, you know, something's off and you just keep hearing like, check their phone or check their computer. And I'm not one that does that typically. You know, I'm a respecter of privacy, but I kept hearing, check the computer, check the computer, check the computer. And Spirit was so like, I'm telling you, move it. And I'm like, he wouldn't cheat on me. Check the computer. So finally, I remember out loud going, okay, I'm going. It's so wrong. You guys are going to be in trouble if there's nothing there. And I didn't even have to try to get into his computer. All I did was move the mouse and the screen lit up. The messages were still up. I didn't even have to look for them. They were right there. And I just took my phone and started taking pictures of all of it because there was the proof. But I would have never in 1,000 years had I not had like prompting or a knowing that like something's not right. And if you said like, well, how did you know? I mean, that was nothing that obvious.
You can't tell people that.
You can't.
They're not going to believe you.
Oh,
I had that with one of my exes. I don't know if I talked about this in another episode or just with you, but the last time she was over, as she was leaving, I heard just clear audience. I don't even know if this would fall into, you know, clear cognizance, but the clear audience came in and went, last time she'll be here. And of course, you know, you blow it off. No, it went wrong. It was not wrong.
You know things, whether you know how to recognize them yet or not. We all know things. Our intuition's working. We are constantly getting feedback and messages from Spirit. It's just a matter of learning how to tune in or learning how to recognize the fact that you're already tuned in. You're already getting the messages. You just might be taking credit for them like, oh, my intuition, la, la, la. It might be your intuition, but it's usually fed by Spirit. You know, you're getting the messages. And yeah. Make friends with it and play around with it. You know, with the clear audience, just like with the clairvoyance, how I would play the game of give me messages, give me visions, like, and he'd be like lighthouse, seashore, that kind of thing. With the clair audience, I would, usually when I'm laying there going to sleep and I'm trying to relax, and in my mind, I would just make up games for Spomi to play with. And I'd be like, what was my favorite song in 1984? And I would ask him so quick that my brain wouldn't have time to come up with an answer. And I would hear a song start playing and I'm like, yes. What was my favorite group in 1978? What was my favorite song in 1993? And then I'd be like, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite Christmas carol? What's my favorite Christmas carol? What, you know, and I would, songs would just start playing and they were always accurate. And I didn't have time to come up with those answers. But anyways, it was a nice way to practice. If you will.
Done something similar to the clair audience, except I'm like, all right, when you want to get my attention, say a word that would get my attention, but don't tell me what it is now. And of course, they know you better than you know you.
Yeah.
And so I would get a word and usually it'd be in a different voice too.
And I, going back to the clairsentience, one of the ways I would play around with that is that I would just ask them to start lighting up different parts of my body, light up my left big toe, light up my right hand, light up my cerebellum, light up my pancreas, light up just one of the lobes of my liver, you know, just random parts. And I would feel just different, like when I say it glows, what does it feel? It feels like when you're going over a hill real quick and it's like, whew, and you feel that like butterfly energy in your stomach, that's what it feels like, that glowing energy. But it would be like here in my brain or here on my liver. That's what it feels like to me anyways. I also do that with the chakras. I learned where all my chakras are specifically. And now I can recognize when they're working on my chakras or if I'm listening to a meditation music that has a certain frequency, I can tell automatically which chakra it's working on because I can feel that chakra light up and be affected. It just helped me get familiar with how the energy shows up in my body.
I don't get that. I get taps. I've been tickled.
You have? Mm-hmm. That's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it started a whole argument chain because I blamed my significant other at the time. Of course, she was asleep. But, you know, it made me feel better to just blame her.
You're like, I'm mad at you. Don't touch me. How dare you tickle me when I'm mad?
She was asleep.
I don't like tickling as it is. I just think that's the rudest thing. I mean, maybe if they're a baby or a kid and they enjoy it, but like as an adult, don't do that. I hate that, but I digress. Every time I see you like looking around or thinking, I'm like, what is he hearing?
I'm just listening out for my kid. Make sure she's not into something.
Oh.
I can hear her feet. Boom, 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 boom. Her door just burst open. I hope you enjoyed our conversation on these primary eclairs.
Yeah.
We'll have to do another video to cover the remainders. Some of those are fun.
Mm-hmm. If you have any experience with any of these, if you had anything to add, if you have any other ways that you're able to practice, send them to us. Leave them in the comments. Let's learn from one another. All right, you guys. Until next time.